Okay, so the year was 2000. I was a student at the Medical College of Wisconsin, and I'm in the graduate student office, and I'm working on my biostatistics dissertation. I needed a break, it happens. So I decided to, several years before that, I had worked in a research setting, and two of the coworkers were deaf, so they communicated with American Sign Language. I actually have a hearing loss myself. I'm hard of hearing. I basically have little to no hearing in my right ear and a profound loss in my left ear, and I wear a hearing aid. I was mainstream my whole life, and I've always used speech and language and lip reading to communicate. So I had never used American Sign Language myself for communication. But I picked up some with these coworkers. So here I was in the year 2000 sitting at my desk, and I thought, let's practice some sign language. It had been a few years. So I'm going, how are you today? And so I'm sitting at my desk, how are you today, remembering some signs. And I thought, wait a second. I stood up and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is a movement from a classical martial arts form called Nihonshi Sannan. How strange is that? I'd been practicing martial arts for many years, and then I started to think about other phrases like, I don't want to fight. And I thought, this is, oh my God, this is right out of a martial arts form. So over the next 6 months, I began to research this. No one had ever discovered this connection that I could find, but I realized martial arts is an art form, and it's a beautiful form of expression. American Sign Language is a language, and it's beautiful. It's spatial in nature, and it's about expression through movements, gestures, body language, and facial expressions. So I thought, let's marry the two together. Let's put them together. So I called it martial signing, using American Sign Language for self-defense. And so I wrote a letter to the Wisconsin Association of the Deaf, and I said, I know you have your summer conference this year. It's a 4-day conference, Thursday through Sunday. Can I come to your conference and present on this idea? Share with the deaf individuals at your conference how to defend themselves using their own language. And so the president wrote back and she said, yes, we would love to have you. So I went to, that summer, I went to Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and I was scheduled to teach a workshop that Sunday at the 4-day conference. This was my first real exposure to deaf culture and the deaf community, and it was really something. I had several individuals at the conference come up to me and actually tell me they were very offended that I was wearing a hearing aid because I'm deaf and I should be proud of it, so I shouldn't be trying to hear. And it was very interesting. It was an entirely different world for me. It got me into trouble, too, because I was not fluent in American Sign Language. So I had a friend there, Lisa, a deaf interpreter, and she said, well, let me introduce you to some friends. So she takes me over. There's a group of 5 people standing there, and she says, hey, this is my friend Matt. I said, hi, my name is Matt. And a woman there says, hey, where are you from? I thought, hey, I can do this. I can say where I'm from. I know how to say that. So I said, oh, I'm from Chicago. This woman turns bright red, and her friends around her start laughing. I'm going, they're laughing at me. Why are they laughing at me? And no one's really telling me anything. And she said, say it again. I said, I'm from Chicago. Well, at this point, these people are like doubled over laughing. My friend Lisa grabs me by the arm, takes me aside, and says, what are you saying? I said, she asked me where I'm from. She said, what are you telling them? I said, I'm telling them I'm from Chicago. She said, no, 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 no. This is from. What you keep saying is, I got blowjobs in Chicago. So, it got me in trouble. So that's exactly how I felt. That Sunday, I did teach the workshop. It was a little embarrassing also because several participants had asked me during the 4 days, you're teaching, which I thought, oh, yeah, I'm teaching self-defense with sign language. My signing wasn't that good at that point. And several people asked me that. Well, what it turned out was in the brochure, they had misspelled martial signing as marital signing. So people, I kept getting asked, you're teaching married couples how to defend themselves with each other? No. So anyways, So I taught the workshop on Sunday. It went extremely well. See, if I'm teaching self-defense to a hearing person, I say, okay, if you're grabbed here, then you should step here, move your body here, bend your elbow, and it takes a little time to develop eye-hand coordination. With the deaf people, what I said was, if someone grabs you here, what's your thought? What's your first honest thought that you have? Help. Okay, what I want you to do is sign what comes to mind. And in the process, if an arm or a leg or a body or a head is in the way, just hit it. And say it like you mean it. Well, what happened was we had people that had never studied martial arts or self-defense before. It was instant self-defense. It was scary because they were saying what they meant. Their mind and body, that's the goal of Eastern Arts, is to connect your mind and your body. In this case, their mind and their body were so deeply connected that it was very effective. So over the last 10 years, I've taught about 50 plus workshops in North America and Canada on this topic to the hearing community, deaf community, martial arts community. I've made a DVD, and it's been very interesting. What it's done for me is I live somewhere in the middle between the hearing world and the deaf world, and it's helped me to integrate the two together inside of me, and also sort of bridge a gap between the East and West. Bruce Lee said, to me, ultimately, martial arts means honestly expressing yourself, and I think that's what I'm doing, so thank you.